So Gimel last time. Dalit. So he's speaking here about Kavanas Halev. Yesoid Kavanas Halev b'tefillah. Move of Mekaris b'adgashi seira. There's a special emphasis on Kavanas Halev in tefillah. Hamispal so shechavas liba l'shamayim. Similar dava. So it's a brisa. Tochen libam takshivas necha. V'chassidim v'shenim ha'yishoyin sha'achas mispalim k'dei sheichavnu libam l'avim shu v'shamayim. Lefikach, la'olam yomud adam izdaito im yochel chavnes libo yispal v'nav lo yispal. A person should always, the Gemara says, a person should evaluate, can I be mechavan now or not? V'mispal b'li kavona choyza mispal, it's all one sheet in Gemara. V'kim sheskinu chachom yudchas baruch skinus chatfilo tzor sheichavnes libo yibikulon. Fine. Then the Gemara says, so now it says like this. There are two musagim of kavana. One is in regards to tefillah, and one is in tefillah itself. Bagdoras hakavana is shana litfila on a moitzim kimatvara machadim. You find very few descriptions of the kavana before. One, it says sheyifna. The Rambam says sheyifnas liba mikol machshavas. You need to clear your mind from machshavas. The yosik kol machshavas atodas oise achetishoy machshavta v'kavnasi zakeh b'tfilasi. You need to get rid of all your machshavas until your mind is clear for tefillah. Now, the kach is in chesidim asher ma'aseh mizbeidim mechabnim b'tfilosam asher magiyim l'spashas hagashmias. That's a quote from Turin Shocharuch. Or the tyrus halev ma'averes et hanugim. Or kach tzor teishim matkan tefillah. Kidei liyashev adas ulehashkit ha'machshava. Kol ze choyva l'odom oiva l'tfilosai. These are the chiyuvim before the davening. Kavana zui efshel chav mishas tefillah ha'kayim. So let's talk a little bit about this. Again, we have a little bit of a twisted understanding of what kavana in davening is. For us, if we don't know the meaning of the words, knowing the meaning of the words is kavana, or somehow we also thinking in machshavas is kavana, thinking more machshavas in the tefillah and so on. It's a mistake. Let's take a simple mashal that we can relate to. Imagine you're talking to somebody, and the person is talking to you, but you see that his mind and his heart is someplace else. He's not into it. So he's performing and he's talking, but he's busy thinking about something else that's preoccupying. He's preoccupied with something. So you have a sense. The word mechavein means to focus. That's what the word means. In modern Hebrew, kivunim, kivun, lechaven means to aim and to focus at something. So when a person is talking to somebody, he knows what he's saying, but his mind and heart is not into it. Sometimes you go and you see somebody getting up and making a speech, and he's not there. He's saying the words right, and he's reading it, and everything fine, but he's not into it. The word kavana means to be into it. So the first yesod is, if you're preoccupied with something, you're not going to be into davening. If a person has had some sort of difficult experience, or something's going on, or anything, he's coming off a good show, his mind is not going to be into it. So the first part, now, it's somewhere along the line, we have to understand, you can't actively tell your mind not to think about something. That doesn't work. But when you allow it to settle down and you don't dwell on it, a person at some point, for instance, let's give another example. A person walked and he saw something that affected him. You can't have an isser on that. That's an automatic reaction. But the choice of pursuing it further or moving off onto something else is the person's choice. So we are not you can't bulldoze your mind, but you can gently nudge it over to something else. So before davening, a person needs to be sure that if he's preoccupied with something, he lets that settle out. That's step one. So, and again, I don't want to make ourselves into, you know, big tzaddikim that pace the floor up and down, because they have to fine-tune their machshavas and their kavanas. We're not holding there. It's your on our part to think that we can, you know, that without. But still, if a person, making a break between whatever we're engaged in, especially if we're engaged in something very, very important and something that's engrossing, then it's going to be difficult. So when a person makes a 2 or 3 minute break before davening, with the intent, as and the person says to himself, you know, now I have to go daven, and you know, I have to get into davening, and not dwell on the things that have been bothering before. It is that's the hachana before tefillah. So the lahashkita machshavah, all these things, it's about relaxing from whatever it is that the person has been doing before, and then moving on to tefillah. Ula, v'agdaras hakavana shniya b'tefillah, nitn leima, shalafaneinu shtei shitas. In the kavana in tefillah itself, what is the kavana? And again, the kavana is that the person is focused on something. It's not that you think on every word, pirushim and pshatim. That's not kavana. Kavana is that when you talk to Hashem Baruch Hu, you're into it. And some of the ways you can detect if you're into it is, are you thinking simultaneously of something else or not? When you talk to somebody, and if the person is engrossing, you're only thinking about what he says. If the person is less than engaging and engrossing, you're busy doing a whole bunch of cheshbonos in the back of your mind. You know, you're opening up a half a dozen windows in the back of your mind for other activities, and you're sort of narrowing your focus to the person with a small narrow window. That's having other kavanas. The kavana of tefillah in tefillah itself also means, how much am I into it? How much is my entire attention in the words that I'm saying? So he says, "B'tefillah nitalayim afenish teishitas ushneim yeshem makim begemara sevara," and both of them have their place in Gemara and Sevara. "Ukinira shehev l'beneim hu kvar b'muvna shalmila kavana kan." The question, they both are totally in how we understand the word kavana. "Imuvana machshava," does it mean thought? "Ukshalim kavana say pirusha dvar machshava b'lev," what we're thinking. "Oyshe kavana salev pirusha," so he says it's two shitas. Or two approaches in the Gemara. Tzidut alei b'kim mizuyim, to focus the heart, to aim, direct it at a certain angle. Lechavnas alei mulei zenoise, towards a certain topic. Kach pashtes es einyan. Cheshem b'lev, you think in your heart. Umechavnas alei. Now the reason why is he's going to bring two separate Nakudas in Kavana. Let's give an example. When I talk to somebody, there could be two focal points, two foci. If I'm talking to somebody whose company I enjoy, and there's something about the person I like, I'm focused on the person, and the words is sort of a memela. On the other hand, let's say I need to make a request for something from somebody. It's a very, very important request. Or I need to talk something through, whatever it is. I'm engrossed in my words with sort of the recognition that I'm talking to somebody. So I'm talking to somebody that can help me, I'm talking to somebody that can direct me, whatever it is. But I'm really, really involved in my words. So in both cases, we expect the person to be engaged in the conversation. But sometimes the focal point are the words, and sometimes it's the person to whom you're turning. So he said he thinks both of those approaches have a makom in Halacha and Gemara. B'imanu mitzien shamispal tzoshis atzmekila shchune shuya kinegdoi milvad hachayvel akol zekavana. If we find that Chazal said that when you're davening, you need to sense the shchina in front of you, so milvad hachayvel akol zekavana vadei sheshnei elu mitzdarf l'dav echad. So obviously the two are somehow intertwined. V'mashlim is eser, and they complement each other. V'ashele hi rak ketzah. The question is, how do we do? Hine la'orak damezu nuchol akiv achashtei ashitos la'afchim b'mavus uvneim. So he's going to go through a few mamarim chazal and halacha, where you see each of these emphasized, and he's going to try to point out the common denominator and the differences. Shita achas kevas, one shita is kevaya hamispal tzacham liboy pirish hamilus sheitzim isfasov. That's a turn shulcharach. Vim omnam chayvalav gam lachshak the shchina egdoi, and you also need to think about the shchina. Harei machshav zayzbok del oil aftias kavani pirish hamilus sheikar. Really, that's coming. It's coming to help stimulate his kavanah in the words. So, for instance, let's say I'm speaking to somebody that really can help me. He's got the ability to write the check, prescribe the medicine, intervene, do whatever it is. So I really, I pick my words very, very, very carefully. It's more, it's a stimulus for saying the right words and so on. So when I ask somebody, I want somebody to write a nice speech, and the focus is I'm teaching him how to write a speech. So I tell him, imagine you're approaching so-and-so, and this is your one chance to get X, Y, Z, the job, the money, the favor, and so on. So he says, V'yachshev, ki lo hoye medavet melech basa v'dam, hoye mesada dvarav u'mechamem yofa lebal yikoshel, So basically, the framework for the Shulchan Aruch is the level of Seder Advarim, Kavanas Advarim, is commensurate with the audience. You know, who do I have an audience with? The Hoyle the Kavanah Tefillah and Yana Pirush Amilus Move Meilav Shem Espal Shesham Cholav Rochis Ki Belav. Then he's not saying anything. And I want to make it clear, the Pirush HaMilas we're talking about here, and somehow, because we're not familiar with Lashon Kodesh, we're talking for Israelis, for people who speak Hebrew as the language. If you don't know what the words mean, you obviously should learn them. But even if you know what the words mean, you cannot be paying attention to them at all. You can teach somebody, when you teach somebody words, and the person doesn't, and the person is repeating by rote the umpteenth time, his mind is someplace else, and he's saying the words, it doesn't really make a difference if he knows the language, doesn't know the language, he's paying minimal attention to the words that he's saying. You'll find sometimes, if someone will ask us about how a nusach of davening is, we'll have to rethink it, even though we say it three times a day. The answer is because we say it on autopilot, so we have to recheck it again. So when we talk about the Pirush HaMilas, we're not talking about knowing the translation, we're talking about thinking the words versus saying the words, living the speech. So this shita is the kavana pirusha hafnoya samachshava, clearing out your mind, visrak susa b'milim shal tefillah, and focusing on the words of the davening, on what he's saying. Let's give another point here. When a person presents his problems to somebody else, let's give an example. It says, "Daigabalev ishi sichen al acherim." That somebody is troubled by something, he should discuss it with somebody. The discussion is not the person that can help me in particular. It's somebody that I can converse with, because getting the words out and being able to emote the whatever inyan it is that's bothering me is the therapeutic part of it. So a person's ability to express the words and to say them and so on. So when a person is davening, it's the outpouring of his heart to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the point is, what he's living is the expression of his life. That's what he's living, and that's where the kavana, the area of kavana, the realm of kavana lies. Shita shniya mechil tfisas yinze. There's a second shita which has a very different tfisa. He ainu medaberes al pirush hamilus binaschas alochas shalakvanas leiv binus shalakvanas leiv tefila. Omnam zebor behechlit. Certainly the mispala has to think what he's saying. Chol baruch saf tefila liaschom and akavana betefila is shena. And it brings different quotations that you certainly have to be mechab. Ella, last paragraph. But that's not what's meant by Kavanah Leiv. You certainly need to be aware of what you're saying, but that's not where you're focused on. What is the Kavanah? The awareness that you're standing in front of the Shekhinah, Kloima. Loista machshava ala shchina shruya kinegdoi, ela hamodas atzmoi lifnei Hashem. In other words, it's not as if, like, so for instance, someone told, you know, when I'm speaking out something that's bothered me, and they use the words, so the person sitting in front of me might be a friend, might be a therapist, might be whatever, an older person, but I need a person to talk to. But that's not the focus point of my conversation. The focus point of the conversation is not the keshe with him and so on. On the other hand, there are relationships when a person has somebody that he feels, I want to reach him, he's the person that... So the words are a tool and a chetimtza for reaching him. So this shita, or this of kavana, is that the oymer v'ashchin is the ikka. Ulay mutalema gamzes, and actually Chaim Briska has in a safe is medayg the Rambam that kavana is more ma'akiv than the kavana of pirush hamilas. Ula mutalema gamzes, loy machshava al hashchina elal asmei ha'im lefnei hashchina. He would like to add a kanech of his. It's the awareness of his connection to shchina. Kavana salev mashra kivun alev mol hashchina. Hakeilu hu oymed. So you see that the two different shitas, one of them stresses the words, one of them stresses the word. The hoyolo beike beovis hamispalo mashvis Hashem agodlo negreino, and being that it's an ovis. That the obvious is putting down the sense of self to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you're doing in obvious. You're turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, "Shari im hemit kras atzav v'ashlin v'ashlin v'libari mefunen kol hashav v'sacheres nimtzis kol tfilosei achakach v'kavonezu shem dos v'ashlin." Machmas brocha de obvious kol atfili b'maymet echot sh'odem ul obvious v'shamayim. Let's talk about this a little bit. I guess in any relationship, a person does best in a marriage. What makes the relationship is the sense of I'm the most important person to the other, and that sense of personal connection. Is the bond and vice versa. They reinforce each other. A person who is in a school setting, who's the one that has the click with the teacher or whatever it is, does well because it has that relationship. When we start our way in Torah, in Avos Hashem, we also feel that we'd like to have a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just that when we need him, but I'd like to feel that we have some kesha, some bond. So yes, if we're a Navi and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you know, Koyama Hashem, we know that we have that bond. But most of us are not Naviim, so we feel kind of empty-ish. It's, you know, like, yes, I'm doing the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me and I have to do it, I'm fine with that. But I don't connect. But it's a mistake. We have the ability to connect. You know, it's in tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. So the fact that other people are connecting doesn't take away from me. But where is going to be the framework we'll connect? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to choose any of us to be Nevi'im. I assure you of that. That's not going to happen. The vu is bottle until Mashiach comes, and that's not happening. So what are we expecting? Do we think that we're chashev enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should sort of tap us on our shoulder in a dream and say, my dear young man, you're the person I've been waiting for 6,000 years, and it's like, you know, and so on. As one bar mitzvah boy said in his bar mitzvah drasha, Shabbos, he said, I want to thank my mother for having done for me, especially for giving birth to me. The world is a much better place because of it. So that's not going to happen. But in tefillah, we have the ability. In other words, what we are assured of is that it's not an illusion. Karav Hashem l'chol koirav. So and recently there was, one of the big issues that seems to be pervasive is people feel they're not connected to Hashem. Well, yes, it's up to us, and mitzvahs do it in a roundabout way, and Torah does it in a roundabout way. Tefillah is the hechatimtza that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us for that. That's exactly what tefillah is. Tefillah is a connection. It requires work on our part. It requires work in the sense that you clear the area, you sort of clear off the and you can't, and it will reinforce itself. If a person says, Hini Mukhar, if a person makes that barrier of a minute or 2 minutes before davening, that whatever he's involved in, he lets go of it, because I need to have that emotional and mental in no man's land before davening, then it reinforces itself that it must be important. It's not easy always, but again, once you get into that mode, I can't run from straight into this, into davening. I need to make that break, I need to make that pause. That's one. The understanding that the way in which we clear the register is not to push it as much as to let go. That a person stops dwelling, and now I have to start thinking about davening. Now's my chance to daven and to be close. The understanding in tefillah that there's a sense of Ayin Melech, and also the words I'm saying, I say the words, so like we said last time, saying them out loud helps fill your mind and helps bring out some of the feelings. I think starting with a small piece, once a person gets a feel for it, that he can say one bracha with that feeling, then it spills over to other things. Then he can do a second bracha and a third bracha. And each bracha person feels, once you have a very positive experience, then that drives you to keep having that experience again. And every bracha, just like when you have a very close friend, and you speak to your friend sometimes about something that's bothering you terribly, or you speak to him sometimes about something you're very anxious about, or you speak to him sometimes about your thrill at having accomplished something. And each time the conversation is rewarding, it's a different feeling that you get, and mikoyach that conversation, and b'meila, you learn to taste those different relationships in the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So understanding kavana means undivided attention. It's not thinking in the words, and overthinking pshatim in the words, I think, is terribly counterproductive. In my mind, interrupts the flow of the words. You don't get the full sense of the bracha, and your mind wanders. There's no way that your mind wouldn't be wandering. It's to say the words with a simple meaning, but you know, at a way where you're comfortable with it, and at a meaning. When we try to go through the meaning of bracha, try to find a meaning that we can relate to, so that it's meaningful for us, and that way we can and that way we can have that sense of it. Those are the two in a kavana. Okay, we'll hold it here.